listener production.
Good morning, it's Lee Jollo. Bail reform and high-risk offender tracking is set to be considered by state and federal leaders at today's National Cabinet meeting on addressing domestic violence. Meantime, vigils will be held across the country tonight. As many as 34 women have lost their lives to DV in Australia this year alone. And Gender Equality CEO Alina Thomas is an organiser of Hobart's on Parliament Lawn from 5:30. She's encouraging everyone to show their support.
It's a real opportunity for us to show that the community cares about victim survivors, that there's support out there for victim survivors, and also to show solidarity with our colleagues who work in the family violence sector as well.
If you or someone you know needs help, call 1-800-RESPECT. Bonza has gone into voluntary administration after cancelling all flights. The fleet will be grounded until at least tomorrow as administrators spend the next few days considering the future of the budget airline. The airline's only Tassie route is between Lonnie and the Gold Coast. A survey of Australia's most vulnerable has found 94% are struggling to afford the essentials. The Salvos are launching their Red Shield appeal. Andrew Hill says they're hoping to raise $38 million before the end of June.
And we're just asking Australians to dig deep at this time of year. Every dollar helps. So when they see us on the streets or in the shopping centres, or if they get something in the mail or something on the email, please dig deep for the Salvos.
And a woman's been found guilty of attacking her neighbour at Middleton in November 2020. Lisa Ann Perryman was found to have abetted and encouraged her husband, who used a chainsaw in the dispute. The husband has since died, while Perryman will be sentenced on July 5. To sport now, and the Saints will be without Jack Higgins against the Kangaroos, Hawks and Dockers after he failed to overturn a 3-game tackle ban overnight. After an hour and 40 minutes deliberating, the tribunal decided the small forward's technique was dangerous and he forcefully rotated power defender Alira Lear to the ground.